Hello, world! It's Paul Howe again, and I'm back with another Paul Howe Mindset Podcast. Today's date is Friday, May 18th. How you guys doing? I know you guys are ready for the weekend. Maybe not. Maybe so. We got a lot of things going on in this podcast today. A lot of things I want to talk about. First off, you can follow Paul Howe Mindset on Instagram. It's Paul Howell Mindset. Paul, H-O-W-E-L-L, Mindset. All one word on Instagram. And you can follow my personal page, Paul _ Entertainment TV on Instagram. I'm going to be talking about the royal wedding. Talk a little bit of sports. NBA playoffs, LeBron, Cavs, Warriors, Rockets. Give you my opinion on sports gambling. My Cleveland Browns on Hard Knocks. Yes, that's my team. I know we went 0-16 last year, but that's never happening again. We can only go up from here. Super Bowl? Huh? No? Okay, whatever. I'm definitely going to talk about Fizdale to the New York Knicks. I'm going to give a shout out to one of the best, to an American icon, one of the best shows ever made, and one of the best cartoons ever made, and one of the best characters of all time, SpongeBob SquarePants. Then I'm going to give you my inspirational quote of the day. Hopefully it'll take you through the weekend. And then the outro. With no further ado, let's get to the Paul Howell Mindset Podcast. Hello, world. It's Paul Howell with the Paul Howell Mindset Podcast. Before I get into my scheduled podcast, I wanted to talk about what is going on right now in Santa Fe, Texas. At a high school, we have another school shooting, and it sucks that I have to say another when it comes to school shooting. I'm just going to give my opinion on it. I mean, you could take it, you receive it how you want to receive it, but I'm just going to give my take on this whole situation and the previous situations, the previous school shootings that happened, and what we can do to prevent this from ever happening again. We gotta get some money to hire security in schools, armed security in schools, with their specific job is to protect the school from school shooters. Nothing else. Principals, teachers, counselors will deal with what happens inside the school as far as students are concerned. Armed security should be there to protect the schools from potential school shooters and to stop a school shooter in its tracks if one happens. That is the way we can prevent school shootings. Gun control. I just think we just need background checks, you know. But I do believe in the right to bear arms. I believe in that. I'm not saying I'm siding with the NRA because I don't, you know, as a black man, I don't care about the NRA at all. But we have the higher armed security. And the only reason to hire armed security is to protect the schools from school shootings. They don't need to do anything else. Let the teachers, counselors, and the principals deal with students. That's the way I think it should go. This has to stop. It should have. We should have stopped it, nipped it in the bud, back when Columbine happened back in the late 90s. That's my take on it. Condolences out to all the families of the victims. Hello, world. It's Paul Howell again. I want to give my opinion on the royal wedding, which is happening Saturday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., as far as I know. Prince Harry is going to marry Meghan Markle. They make a great couple. I'm happy for them. Meghan Markle is a beautiful young lady. And Harry, he's a prince. What's my opinion on it? I would not be up at 5 a.m. to watch the wedding. No. Not a chance. But I'm happy for him. It would be nice if I got an invite. But if I didn't, I mean, whatever. I don't know him. I mean, what can I say? I don't know these people. But as far as all the women out there that's saying, guys too, that say, oh, where's my Prince Charming? Where's my Prince Harry? And the guys out there, where's my Meghan Markle, et cetera, et cetera. Your Prince Harry, your Meghan Markle is probably sitting in front of you right now. You're probably with them in a relationship right now. But you don't believe in their dreams. And you don't want to try to support them to get them up to that level to where they can be your Prince Harry or your Meghan Markle. People are so infatuated with these celebrities that they don't realize they have a star in front of them. Support your man. Support your woman. She could be great. But you want to be impatient and leave your man or leave your woman because they're not what you want them to be, or they don't reach the standard of these billionaires and millionaires. They're the 1% of the world. But you could be rich with the one you have. Build them up. Don't be like, oh man, I haven't found my Prince Harry or Meghan Markle yet. When they right in front of you, but you just don't want to support them, or they're not where they need to be, but they're working on it, but you're not patient enough to wait for them to get there. Fuck out of here, man. Other than that, congratulations, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. Have a great honeymoon. Hello, world. Now, let's talk about some NBA playoffs. Right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are down 0-2 to the Boston Celtics. Nobody's seen this happening. Nobody's seen this coming. Hell, nobody even seen Boston making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But here we are. They're up 2-0 against LeBron and the other Cavaliers. Shout out to SNL. Shout out to Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. But, listen, Saturday night, 8:30 p.m., we will find out how bad the Cleveland Cavaliers are. I say Cleveland Cavaliers because I'm not including LeBron James. The man put up a triple-double, and they still lost by double digits. He needs help. And I'm going to tell you this right now. No matter how the Cavs season ends, I truly believe LeBron is out of here. I don't know where he's going to go, but he's not going to stay there. The Cleveland Cavaliers got the 8th pick in the lottery. That's not going to change anything. That's not going to make LeBron stay. LeBron gave Cleveland everything he had to give him, and he got him a title. Be grateful for that. And I'm from Ohio. I'm just saying. Because these Cavaliers, no. Oh, my goodness. They're frustrating. I'd be frustrated if I was a Cavs fan. I'd be frustrated. vulnerable. I know LeBron got to be frustrated. I seen a video. LeBron's out there getting shots hours before the game. He's getting up shots hours before the game. Where's the rest of the team? Why aren't they getting up shots? Maybe I would give them the benefit of the doubt if they had some other things going on that were like way more important than basketball. But they should have been out there. I believe my prediction for this series, I believe the Boston wins in five at the late at the most. They're not gonna sweep this team. Boston, if Boston doesn't win, if Boston Celtics don't win in five, they will lose in seven. That's my prediction. And I'm gonna stick with it. You heard it here first. Or the Pahao mindset. Let's go. All right, in this segment, I am going to talk about the other conference finals in the NBA playoffs. The Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. Golden State took game one by force. Houston Rockets took game two by force. My prediction for this series is Golden State will win in five games, at the most six. I do not believe in Mike D'Antoni. I don't believe in Chris Paul. I don't believe in James Harden. And I definitely don't believe P.J. Tucker's going to have a game like he did. Like he did the other night. It's not going to happen. You know, he had a great game on Wednesday, but that's it. He's not going to do that again in this whole series. Golden State will be the team to beat unless something drastically changes in the offseason. Matter of fact, no. They're going to be the team to beat until they're beaten. And they're going to win the title this year. They're going to win it. They're going to get past the Rockets. Because when those shots ain't falling, the Rockets have nothing else. They literally have nothing else. I don't trust the ISO ball, James Harden dribbling the ball 100 times. No. Chris Paul said, other than shooting, he's better than Steph Curry. Last time I checked, I don't even know if Chris Paul was ever top three in MVP voting. He never won an MVP. He definitely won a unanimous MVP like Steph Curry did. Steph Curry is a two-time MVP and a two-time champion. Chris Paul never even been to the NBA Finals. This is his first time in the Conference Finals. He needs to stop. Other than that, Warriors in five, at the most six. D'Antoni, he's not the coach. He's been here before, and he's lost before. I doubt if I'm wrong. I know I won't be wrong on this one. Warriors are going to win. Durant is unstoppable. Curry shots will start falling. Klay Thompson will fall in behind him. Draymond Green will have a better defensive game. And the Oracle will be rocking Sunday night at 8 p.m. Sports gambling is now legal. It's already up and running in Las Vegas, Nevada. New Jersey is not far behind. They should be up and running in weeks. I know this will be a case, state-by-state case basis on how they want to do the sports betting. As soon as these other states see the money that New Jersey is going to make from legal sports gambling, they will fall in. They will fall in line. It's all about the dollar. It's all about the money, man. I know some of these states like, no, we don't want gambling. We don't want that. Wait till you see those bucks, that cash going in and out of the state. Just wait. The rest of the United States will fall in line. I promise you. I mean, yeah, it's some cons to this. Rod Artest said that, you know, college players you know, would take a hard hit from gambling. I mean, I could see that. I could see why. Me, I'm not a big gambler. I might, whenever it become legal in my state, I may gamble here a little bit. But I know, I just believe the restaurant's going to get into it when it becomes legal in that state. Get a bowl of wings, fries, a beer, and a betting card. You know, and it's going to be so much money. It's going to be so much money going through. Like, just like the marijuana. Marijuana is going to be legal in all 50 states in the future. That's what I truly believe. Recreational, that is. Not just medical. But, this is, I mean, things are going to change. Maybe some jobs are going to be created from this sports gambling. It's going to be some good and some bad, but I know that eventually all 50 states will have legal gambling on sports. It's too much money. It's too much money to be had for them not to. I had to do that again because I am excited. My Cleveland Browns will be on Hard Knocks this summer. Woo! I can't wait. The Browns are going to be a good team this year. I don't care we went 0-16. We're going to be a good team. We got two stud wide receivers. We got a stud running back. We got a nice rookie running back. We got a great cornerback. And we got a quarterback in waiting, too. Baker Mayfield. At least that's what my friends say from work. My boy Rodney, he predicted that the Browns are going to pick up Baker Mayfield, number one, months ago. I was like, stop. We don't want another Johnny Manziel or whatever. I thought we were going to get Josh Allen or Sam Darnold. That's what I really thought. Or we were going to pick up Saquon Barkley, number one, and get a quarterback at number four. Or vice versa. But I remember I was sitting in the theater, ready to watch Infinity War. Now, this is before the movie started. It was trailers. So, it's okay. And I get a notification from Bleacher Report. Breaking news. The Cleveland Browns have selected Baker Mayfield, number one. And I sent them a text like, you motherfucker. You were absolutely right. Oh, man. But I am very excited for the Browns season this season. Hopefully we can go 10-6. I will accept 7-9 because it means we're moving in the right direction. But then again, these Browns have broken my heart so many times, I don't know. That 7-9, hopeful 7-9 can turn to a drastic 2-14 very quickly. But I will continue to be optimistic because the Philadelphia Eagles won a championship. So won the NFL, won a Super Bowl last year. So yeah. Congratulations to the Cleveland Browns. You are on Hard Knocks on HBO this season. Let's turn around. Let's get some wins. Let's shock the world. All right. The New York Knicks got themselves a head coach in David Fizdale, who formerly coached the Memphis Grizzlies last year after Marc Gasol was being a little crybaby or whatever. After David Fizdale got fired very early for nothing, Memphis Grizzlies stunk it up. They stink. They will never get any free agents there. I'm going to tell you that right now. Only way they get better is through trades. Those would be one of those teams that no free agents would want to go to. Big name free agents that help win championships, that is. Anyway, David Fizdale signed with the Knicks. I know he was looking for a job. I'd rather him take the Toronto job, but I guess the Knicks is a good job. But to him, me, the Knicks organization is a fucking dumpster fire. James Dolan, he's a trash owner. I said it. I mean, all the things that were happening throughout the past couple of years with him and Charles Oakley and how to, you know, giving out these contracts to these sorry players. I mean, look at the contract he gave to Tim Hardaway Jr. Look at the contract he gave to Joakim Noah. Oh, my goodness. What? Nah, I'm a Lakers fan. I can't really talk because, you know, Luol Deng-Sung collecting all that money for nothing. We just cut him. We just need to cut him and cut our losses. Lock him out the gym. Hopefully, Dave Fizdale, hopefully this goes well for you in New York. Even though people don't like James Dolan as an owner, probably as a person. He seems like a scumbag. Hopefully, you'll get Kristaps Porzingis back sooner rather than later, because they don't know what they're doing over there. Hopefully, you'll sway them in the right direction. I mean, come on, whatever the fuck his name is, like, he's a bust. I say right now, he's a bust. Then they picked up the guy from Denver. I don't even know his name. I know I had him on my fantasy team, and I dropped his ass because he sucks. Matter of fact, his name's not even important. Listen, David Fizdale, good luck in New York. And hopefully you can win some games. Go Knicks. Take that for data. All right. Done with sports. Now, as I get towards the back end of this podcast, I want to give out roses while they can still smell them. You know? This is for a show that's been running strong since 1999. American icon. Worldwide icon. Worldwide phenomenon. Who else am I talking about? SpongeBob SquarePants. Come on. There's, like, this show doesn't make sense at all. A sponge that lives underwater, who lives in a pineapple next to an octopus. Yes, Squidward is an octopus. I know my SpongeBob, who lives in a house that's made out of a statue head. Who lives next to a starfish, who lives under the rock, starfish is pretty kind of dumb. Who lives in the same town as a squirrel who lives in the glass dome and lives in the same town as a crab who owns a restaurant called the Krusty Krab who makes Krabby Patties and has a whale for a daughter. Listen, this show doesn't have to make sense. Nothing had to make sense on this show. Since the very first episode when SpongeBob wanted to get the job at the Krusty Krab, from the to him having his shoes untied, to him smelling because he ate a sundae full of dirt, ketchup, and onions. To the third season, which I thought was one of SpongeBob's best seasons ever. It's just amazing. It's like SpongeBob is just an amazing character. You cannot go anywhere in this world without somebody knowing who SpongeBob is. SpongeBob is life, man. If you're not watching SpongeBob, then what are you doing? I'm a grown man. And I will still watch SpongeBob. I'll watch old episodes. I'll watch new episodes. But either way, I'm going to watch SpongeBob at least once a week. Actually, at least 3 times a week. I love SpongeBob, man. And I'm glad SpongeBob is here for all of us. They're no more Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes is off. SpongeBob is here to stay, people. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hello, world. It's time for my inspirational quote and my outro to this episode of the Paul Howe Mindset on May 18th, 2018. My inspirational quote is, love yourself. You have to love yourself enough for you to change yourself into what you want to be. You have to love yourself in order to take care of yourself before someone else can love you. You have to love yourself so you won't have to look for that same happiness and love in anyone else. And if you love yourself enough, you can help someone love themselves too. You can support them and show them how to love themselves. Because when you love yourself, you have more than enough love to give out to the rest of the world. And what the world needs now is love. Love yourself enough to be disciplined. Go to the gym. Ask that girl or guy out. Start their business. Work on yourself. Work on your craft. Ask for that promotion. Get that job. And that's why I truly believe if you love yourself, it will be easy to love you. Thank you for listening to the Paul Howe Mindset, May 18th, 2018. I would like to give a shout out to my boy, Chris Sheesher. I used to work with him when I was in the Coast Guard in Rochester, New York, back in 2009. He's a big supporter of my podcast so far, and hopefully I can get more supporters and I will try to give shout-outs to supporters of my podcast in the future. So, yes, Chris Sheesher. I told you I was going to give you that shout-out, boy. thank you guys for giving me your time. And I will be back next week with another Paul Howe Mindset podcast. Have a great weekend. Be safe, live, love, and be happy.